Look at your copper wires wound around the motors. Creates this intense power increase in torque within your engine. That's what the sacred spiral is. It's a Tesla coil that takes in tiny little amounts of photons of light and phonons of sound, frequency resonances and colors, and suddenly now receives and then transmits, broadcasts that with an increased energy. That's what DNA is. Sadly, the Rockefeller eugenics genetics cartel claims that this and has labeled this, demonized this aspect of genetics as, quote, junk DNA. 93% of the function of DNA that acts this way, they have labeled junk DNA. Take it to the dump. The Creator's defecated over every single cell of your body. So this is the reality. The reality is the sacred geometry of divinity is written on your DNA structurally, obviously. It's real simple. It comes out mathematically from 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4. Man, you can't get any simpler than that. That's why Marco Rodin loves to teach third graders, second graders, children, this whole concept of how through these simple patternings, he created this incredible mathematical matrix of the universe that he presents here in two dimensions and then here in a three-dimensional drawing. And then another genius that we have the humbling privilege to work with is Nassim Haramein, probably the world's leading metaphysical physicist. Says, no, Marco, you missed it. You forgot polarity. What goes up must come down, yin yang, positive, negative, male, female. Polarity, Marco, here's what your matrix, mathematical matrix, which you're right about, should look like adding polarity. And this is a fellow who took Einstein's field equations and published in the scientific literature showing Einstein forgot torque, spin, and velocity in his field equations. So here's what it really looks like. The universe is shaped like, oh man, a figure eight, of course. God, faith, trust, element number eight, oxygen, the carrier of the energy, the deliverer of the pH, the power of hydrogen. It's a figure eight, and so is the universe. As above, so below. As it is in the macrocosm, so it is in the microscopic realm of your DNA and your cells. Simple, not complicated. Are you following me? Am I losing anybody? Okay. So Hartmut Müller, Russia's top space-time physicist, says exactly, the entire universe has a standing gravitational wave that is exactly like your DNA. And sadly, here's what happens. This is Ron Sakely's work from Harvard. He's now at Harvard. He used to be at University of California, Berkeley. He published this in 1996 in the journal Science on structured water or clustered water. It's called Water Clusters, the article is. And this is now these beautiful strands where you see there's an electrical potential of negative 212 when the water is structured within and well hydrated within and around the DNA strand. Here's what happens. You subtract as little as, interestingly enough, they used for the study 8% water. This is what it looks like. It unfolds. And that you see the negative 212 potential drops to negative 12, a huge reduction in energy carrying and transmission capability. Now you understand why the entire universe is spinning, spiraling, at these sacred geometric defining frequencies. And it's affecting you just like it is affecting the entire cosmic realm. When you start to get into this and the whole work that I've done by the grace of the Creator with love, the real Da Vinci Code, all of the mysteries, the Holy Grail mysteries, the chalice and the phallus, and the fundamental understanding of the yin-yang symbols, all of this is very clear now, very simple to understand.